The break happened right next to the home of Scott Clements on the top of Wasatch Boulevard. He says water shot 15 feet up and across all northbound lanes of I-215.
We were at Yellowstone earlier this about 2 months ago, and it didn't look nearly as cool as this did.
The break reportedly happened in a 16-inch pipe that was relatively new. The force from the water took down a sizable chunk of the slope by the freeway, so UDOT District Engineer Sean Lambert says they have to make sure the ground is stable, which forces them to close the northbound ramp to eastbound I-80 for the weekend to replace what was washed away.
We'll bring in boulders, dirt, all kinds of fill materials.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.